Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 17. Jesus began to preach, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." Driving at night on winding, unfamiliar roads, we rely heavily on our GPS to get us where we need to be. On a recent drive, navigating the roads as they twisted and turned, I diligently scanned for deer and watched for broken tree limbs that might have come down on that windy night. I realized that the GPS guiding me was extremely important, but there was something else I was relying on. Without it, I would never have made it home. Even a perfect map would have done me no good if I didn't have headlights to show me where the turns were, where the dangers were. Light is a good thing. It exposes the dangers around us that we need to avoid. It shows us where we are headed. The light of Jesus is very good. In Jesus, God Himself came into the world and promised, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Believing in Jesus is the way to the kingdom of heaven. He is the one who endured sin's curse for us, removing it forever. And He is the one who rose from the darkness of His own tomb, bringing to light the way to everlasting life. But until we reach heaven, many dangers still lurk in the darkness. Often, it feels like we're driving at night with the lights turned off. So, Jesus preached, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." By calling sinners to repent, Jesus is urgently pleading with us, "Turn to me in faith. Turn on the light of the world. I will expose the dangers around you. I will guide you on the way of peace and bring you safely to the kingdom of heaven." When you are uncertain of where your life is heading, turn on the light of the world. Turn to Jesus and trust His promise. "Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Gracious God, thank you that your kingdom has come among us through Jesus. Turn my heart toward you in repentance and faith. Let your mercy and forgiveness guide my life today. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.